Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcasting, we're streaming live on the Always Free Odyssey app. And for the first time, we're live on YouTube. So make sure you check us out there as well. A lot to get to in what is going to be really a jam-packed edition of OT tonight. We'll take you up to Nats baseball. Unless you've been living under a rock, you understand the massive deal that went down earlier this afternoon. The Washington Wizards, about 24 hours out from the start of the NBA draft tomorrow, wheeling and dealing. What did they say at the end of season press conference? There was a reporter that asked Will Dawkins about the let Will cook mantra. Let Will cook. We'll break down all the details of the trade as we roll throughout the show here tonight. Our pal Mo Dakhil, longtime NBA video coordinator, NBA scout, going to join the program coming up top of the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll get his thoughts on this deal. Real quick, though, before we get to anyone else's thoughts, let me give you mine. At first blush, this deal to me got me emotional, got me a little emotional. And here's why. Over the past couple of years, past two seasons, I spent a lot of time at Cap One Arena, and I've gotten to know Jordan Poole. Really stand-up dude. And I know a lot of people, there's this narrative surrounding Jordan Poole and his game and whether or not he is serious or not. Jordan Poole got punched in the face when he first got here to Washington and was having to deal with the impact of that and what that, what type of stress, type of pressure that put on him. He was the laughingstock of the NBA. No one had anything nice to say about him. He got here to D.C. There were high expectations from us as a fan base here internally, and he didn't live up to expectations in year one. When Brian Keefe moved him to the bench, at the second half of his first year here in D.C., you saw things begin to change for Jordan Poole. And then fast forward, or rewind rather, to last year, Jordan Poole, I thought, played some really high-level basketball at times. Career highs in pretty much every statistical category. And more importantly, Jordan Poole, the leader, was on full display. If you follow me on social media, it's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. If you follow me on social media, you saw what I put out right when the trade was announced. Bub Carrington, Bilal Coulibaly, both going to Instagram with the heartbreak emoji, posting pictures with Jordan Poole. So anybody that, it feels like this is a national media bit is how I would put it. There are a lot of national media members that describe Jordan Poole as like a joke, like he's some sort of clown. That's not at all who he is. And I want to start off by saying thank you to Jordan Poole and what he was able to do during his, 2 years here in D.C. I think he grew up as a young man. I think he got better as a basketball player. And I wish him nothing but the best in New Orleans. Now let's get to what this trade means for the Wizards in the short term. In the short term, you bring in Chris Middleton, you acquire Kelly Olynyk. I'll be honest with you, and we'll discuss this throughout the night, and you all can call us on it at 1-800-636-1067. I am not sure that C.J. McCollum is a member of the Wizards by the time the season starts. Here is how I will put it. If C.J. McCollum gets announced as a Wizard, I don't think he can be traded until December because of the recently traded restriction. This deal cannot become official until July the 6th. So there are some moving parts here with this. A lot of things can still happen. A third team can jump in on this to make the salaries match, and hopefully Washington will get an asset or two back. But if the deal, if the terms of the trade are as follows and it stays the same, the position that the Wizards are in right now, to me, is an excellent one. They have flexibility moving forward. They got nearly $110 million in cap space opening up after next season. Chris Middleton comes off your books. C.J. McCollum, who you recently acquired, comes off your books. Marcus Smart comes off your books. Kelly Olynyk comes off your books. And Rashawn Holmes comes off your books. I know what people are thinking. Wow, the Wizards are going to be in position to take a big swing in the 2026 free agency period. That's true. That's real. Will that be what they do? I don't know. And I don't think anybody out there knows, including Will Dawkins and Mike Winger and the powers that be in that Wizards front office. But what we do know is this. They created a supreme amount of flexibility as a franchise moving forward. Here's the other angle of this, right? Let's not forget where Will Dawkins and company come from, right? Let's not forget where Will Dawkins and company come from. They come from Oklahoma City, right? He was under Sam Presti. Think about the way Sam Presti has built this Thunder roster. And obviously they finish it off Sunday night with a championship. They did not go the traditional route of roster building, right? They acquired their best asset, their lead dog, from another organization. They traded for him. That's what the Wizards are setting themselves up to do. They're covering all bases because let's just keep the main thing, right? Tomorrow night, the NBA draft, pick number 6, pick number 18. You want to walk away, hopefully, with a potential franchise-changing talent. Two of them. Hopefully a star with one of those picks. But if you can't get your star tomorrow night, if tomorrow night's guy doesn't turn into a star, if Bub Carrington doesn't turn into the star, if Alex Saar doesn't turn into the star, you are giving yourself flexibility to go acquire that piece when you're ready. Whether that's via free agency by throwing a boatload of money at a guy, or whether it's via the trade market. And here's how the trade market thing kind of comes into effect here. Washington, all of a sudden, in that 2026 offseason, are going to be the hub for bad contracts. Right? Washington, this is what teams do. When you're trying to offload a guy, you look around the league and you go, man, who has the financial flexibility to take on a contract like this? And the Wizards are going to be at the top of that list moving forward because of the financial flexibility they're going to have after this year. And here's the thing about the Wizards. Yes, you can invite teams to send you their bad contracts, but you're not doing it for fun. You're not doing it for free. You get to attach first-round draft capital to that. And if you're the Wizards, that's just as important as the salary cap space that you have. The ability to take on bad contracts in exchange for draft capital and assets is how You either, one, package those assets for a disgruntled star that could become available, or two, you have multiple bites at the apple, so to speak, when it comes to hitting on a guy in the lottery. The bottom line is this, though. The Wizards organization is in a really good place after this deal. Doesn't guarantee anything, but they're setting themselves up to really be in position to compete, I would say, maybe as quickly as the 2027-2028 season. That's my big overarching thoughts on this deal. Now, from a basketball logistics standpoint, I firmly believe CJ McCollum fits like a glove here if they choose to keep him, right? Think about the trio of veterans that now exist here in Washington. It's Chris Middleton, it's Marcus Smart, and it's CJ McCollum. Could you ask for three better veterans to be in this organization right now, considering where you are as a franchise? I don't think you can. So in the short term, love them being able to be mentors for guys like Bob Carrington, Bilal Coulibaly, right? Keyshawn George, J.J. Johnson, the young cats that they have, like these vets that they have in-house right now are perfect for those dudes. These vets also, if you choose to deal them at some point, I would think have value across the league. Contending teams want a Marcus Smart. A contending team is going to want a CJ McCollum. The question now is, if you're DC, how do you want to move? I would describe this move as like a chess move rather than some big home run swing.
Exactly. And I think Wizards fans that are upset about this move being made, one, because, you know, this is a proponent that people really started to like who Jordan Poole was, not just as a player, but as a person around the locker room, putting his locker next to Bob Carrington, kind of serving as a mentor despite his young age within this Wizards organization. But you got to look at this with a 10,000-foot view because of what you've brought up here with the ability to acquire more assets in the future. The Thunder have set the standard for maybe how team building is going to happen here in the future. We're not even really in the era anymore where you got to go out and sign a big free agent in order to contend. That era of basketball is done.
Yeah.
The Wizards are, you know, following along with the suit here. You got to get with the times, and Will Dawkins makes a big move today to do so.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I love that they're not scared of anything. Because let's be real here. This blindsided me. It did. I've had Josh Robbins on of The Athletic. I've had Chase Hughes on of the Monumental Sports Network here recently. And both of those dudes, I asked them at the end of the interview, I said, look, if you had to listen to your gut, right, is Jordan Poole a member of this team by the time the season starts? And they both, you know, undoubtedly said yes. And I think, look, I would have felt, I agree with him. And I thought Jordan Poole would be a part of this thing long term. He's 26 years of age. He's coming off of a career year. His value across the league, I would think, you know, it's pretty good. And I think here in D.C., it's very clear, you know, what his value was. Young mentor for the young pups, and then potentially a guy that can be a part of your future, but all for nothing, I guess. I don't think this trade signifies how the Wizards feel about Jordan Poole. I don't. I think they loved him internally. I think this front office was really appreciative of what he brought. If you remember the first season under Jordan Poole, Mike Winger got emotional at the podium. Damn near started crying when talking about Jordan Poole's struggles and how much of a lovable young man that he was, and now he's not. So the trade, not going to be made official till July the 6th. Thank you, though, to Jordan Poole is how I want to end this first segment and kind of shift the conversation here. Thank you to Jordan Poole coming to D.C. and being a pro's pro. And best of luck to you in New Orleans. 1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Just getting rolling. Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham taking you up to 9:10. Nats baseball comes your way later on this evening, so make sure you keep it live and local all night long as they play game number two against the San Diego Padres. But a lot more to get to as we break down every angle of this Jordan Poole deal. He has been shipped out to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a 2027 second-round pick. We'll take your calls on your reaction to Jordan Poole no longer being a member of the Washington Wizards. That's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
1-800-636-1067 is the number right here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. I'll take you up to 9-10. So we lead our way into Washington Nationals baseball. They play game number 2 of a 3-game series against the Padres. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on Deck starting at 9-10. It is a 9:40 first pitch. And per usual, you can hear all the action right here on the flagship home of Washington Nationals baseball, 1067 The Fan. Obviously, the big breaking news we're reacting to, the Washington Wizards, with a big-time move that they made in the 4 o'clock hour, parting ways with Jordan Poole, sending him to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a 2027 second-round pick. Washington also sent the number 40 overall pick out in this deal as well. I expected that number 40 pick to get traded at some point during this draft. I did not anticipate them bringing in 3 rookies into the fold here in Washington. But all in all, man, I think big picture, if you're just now joining us, I would describe it as more of a chess move than some sort of big swing. The big takeaway that everybody should have, first of all, you should be thrilled about the trade. Let's just be honest here, right? Everybody should look at this deal and go, man, Will Dawkins and company got one over on the New Orleans Pelicans. And I think
as the grades for this trade begin to come out from your favorite pundits, as the grades from this trade begin to come out from your favorite pundits, I think you're going to see it. Like, this was a deal that I think clearly the Wizards won. And a lot of folks looking at the Pelicans right now, like, what the hell are you doing? But I think for Wizards fans, what should be most important here is the financial flexibility that you have now traded, or that, excuse me, that you have now acquired for the 2026-2027 season. You are going to have $110 million coming off of your books at the end of this season, and it doesn't mean you're going to go out and take a big swing on a free agent, but you can, right? It doesn't mean that they're going to blow all of that money in one summer, but they can. It also doesn't mean that they feel like they're going to be contending at that point either. What I think this does is allows them, in my opinion, to be a hub for bad contracts. And that's one way to roster build. That's one way to team build and get yourselves out of basketball hell and get yourself back into relevancy. If you're the Wizards, you could now take on bad contracts in addition to first-round draft capital from other teams trying to shed themselves of those deals. That's what excites me the most about this deal, is the financial flexibility, because the contracts of Jordan Poole and C.J. McCollum are a year apart. C.J. McCollum is set to hit unrestricted free agency at year's end. You would have had another year of Jordan Poole on the books, which could have been viewed as a good thing, and I thought it would have been. 26, a rehabilitated asset from a year ago with the chance to continue to be rehabilitated during this season. There was a bunch of good things that could have happened as a byproduct of... There are many of good things that could have happened as a byproduct of Jordan Poole being here past this season. But at the end of the day, the deal, not going to be official until July the 6th, but the parameters of it are as follows. The Pelicans sending C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second to the Wizards in exchange for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 overall pick coming up in Thursday night's second round of the NBA draft. A lot more to get to. We'll be joined by longtime NBA scout and video coordinator Mo Dakhil coming up top of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get his thoughts on the massive deal that really impacts the Washington Wizards moving forward. Financial flexibility is the name of the game for the Wiz kids. They now have it moving forward. We'll continue to break down this deal from all angles next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take up the 9:10 tonight. Washington Nationals baseball comes your way at that time. Plenty to get to. We'll continue to react to the big time news that the Washington Wizards made. Jordan Poole out of DC, now a member of the Pelicans. The terms of the deals are as follows. New Orleans sending C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second to the Wiz Kids in exchange for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the number 40 overall pick coming up in this year's NBA draft. So a lot to get to. Programming note, tomorrow night, following Washington Nationals baseball, you'll get our live coverage of the 2025 NBA draft. We will be live out at Wizards headquarters and right down the hall from the draft room, the war room of the Washington Wizards. So definitely a prime spot to be. Make sure you keep it locked on the fan tomorrow night following Nats baseball. We'll be simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. So plenty of opportunity to get your NBA draft coverage tomorrow night. We'll get into the NBA draft coming up here momentarily, though, but I want to continue to look at the angles of this Jordan Poole deal for the Washington Wizards because, look, I know there are a lot of people out there that are happy that Jordan Poole was shipped out, but I think people are happy for the wrong reasons, and it's not my job. I don't work for Jordan Poole. I'm not Jordan Poole's PR by any stretch of the imagination, but I think there is this disconnect between how Jordan Poole was seen organizationally and how the fans view him. And organizationally, like, they love Jordan Poole. I don't think they viewed him as a part of their long-term future, but I do think they were super appreciative of what he brought to this organization during his time here in Washington. I know the circumstances that he came to the Wizards under was tough. But right now, I think the best thing for this organization, the best thing for the Wizards right now, is you now get to find out about a certain young man. And that guy is Bub Carrington. I think the current Wizard that this impacts the most is Bub Carrington. With Jordan Poole now out of the equation, and C.J. McCollum being more of a two guard. And like I said to start, there's not a foregone conclusion, that C.J. McCollum is here by the start of the season. But I think if you're the Wizards, we know that they're very high on Bub Carrington. And this gives him the runway to show this organization whether or not he can be the point guard of the future or not. Like, that's the other thing that immediately jumps to mind for me with this is that if you are Bub Carrington, I know you hate that you're losing your dog, right? Jordan Poole, as I mentioned, super, influential to these young pups on the roster, and the vibes in that locker room after a W were sky high, joking. I know on the road those guys were super close with each other. But if you're Bub, this runway that you now have to prove that you're the point guard of the future for the Wizards, it's a unique opportunity Bub Carrington last year down the stretch was awesome for the Washington Wizards. He simply was. It's the best way that I could put it. He was awesome down the stretch for the Wiz. Now, over the course of 82 games, he gets to show, you know, whether or not he's got it or not. And that's the thing about this Washington Wizards rebuild. As I said to start the show, they got to find a star at some point. They got to find a star at some point. And Bub Carrington next year is going to get the runway to prove what he is exactly. Is he just a sixth man? Is he a lead guard on a contending team? You'll find out next year because Jordan Poole is out of the equation. But what I will say is this about the organization and where things currently stand. I don't think the trade changes the timeline of the rebuild. I know that's a question that folks have had. Folks are thinking, well, they're going to be ready to compete after next year, right? No, probably not. Probably not. The financial flexibility that they've created, I don't think is to go out and swing for a star in free agency. I think it's to be able to take on bad contracts in exchange for draft capital. And that's what they've put themselves in a tremendous position to do. I want to let you all hear from our guy David Aldridge of The Athletic, the dean of all things D.C. sports. He joined Grant and Danny right after the trade broke. And this is cut two, Ben. Excuse me, this is cut number one, rather, Ben. This is David Aldridge giving his thoughts on the Washington Wizards moving off of Jordan Poole.
Look, I think Jordan did a really good job of kind of rehabbing himself in Washington. You know, when he got here 2 years ago, he was still kind of a wounded person, I think. You know, I don't think we can really say with certainty how damaged he was by the whole Draymond Green incident, you know, his last year at Golden State. I think it really took him a year really to kind of get back on his feet as a person. Forget the basketball, as a human being. Like, I really think he was shook by it, you know? And so the first year was terrible. He was awful the first year, you know, and they benched him, and that didn't make any sense either because you just traded for a guy who's got a $100 million contract and you're playing him behind Tyus Jones. That doesn't make any sense at all, right? Like, so they did the right thing. They put him back in the starting lineup. And I thought last year JP actually had a very credible season as a basketball player. You know, he shot it better than he shot it in a while. He tried to defend. He moved the ball. He was a good teammate. You know, he was a good teammate the whole time he was here. But I think he spoke with more authority, you know, coming in as the starter last year at the point for a team that was struggling and had a bunch of young guys on it. I thought he never, you know, he never let go of the rope in that sense, right?
That's David Aldridge giving his thoughts earlier with Grant and Danny. You can hear that full conversation on the Odyssey app or wherever you download your podcast. He joined right after the trade went final. And what David was saying there is true, and it's kind of echoing the sentiments that I've had about this. Like, Jordan Poole did a tremendous job, and I give the Wizards credit and organizationally as well. They did a tremendous job rehabilitating the asset. He's 26 years old and can fill it up with the best of them. Right? Like, Jordan Poole is a key cog on a championship team, like he's already showed you in Golden State with the Warriors. Wouldn't surprise me at all next year if the Pelicans are a top six seed next year in the West. Jordan Poole's going to go there and do great things. This was not about Jordan Poole. This was about the financial flexibility that this organization coveted, and now they have it. In the summer of 2026, they will have $110 million in cap space and no players under contract besides Corey Kispert. So the world is your oyster, Will Dawkins. You have the opportunity to do whatever you want. My thing is this. The number one most important thing moving forward for this franchise, and I keep saying it, you got to acquire a star. You now have put yourself in a much better position to do so if you don't hit on your draft picks. A lot more to get to here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up the 910. Number to call us, 1-800-636-1067.
You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Your immediate reaction to the Jordan Poole deal. He was shipped out of Washington to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick. How do you view the Wizards' rebuild as we're about 24 hours out from the start of the NBA draft? They've created financial flexibility moving forward, and they've created a runway to really get a good, firm look at one of their young assets in Bob Carrington. Your thoughts on the Wizards' rebuild next here on The Fan. A lot of moving parts right now in the association as we're about 24 hours out from round one of the 2025 NBA draft. Well, I have every angle covered for you tomorrow night right here on The Fan, as well as our sister station, the Team 980. I'll be live out near the war room, right down the hall from the war room of the Washington Wizards tomorrow night as they get ready to add potentially two, hopefully, franchise-altering pieces to this organization. You'll get our coverage of the 2025 NBA draft right here on The Fan right after Nats baseball wraps up. If you don't want to wait till after the Nats are over, turn over to our sister station, the Team 980, as we'll start our coverage there at 7 o'clock. So if you're just now joining us, Jordan Poole shipped out of Washington along with Sadiq Bey and the number 40 overall pick, which, by the way, real quick to anybody out there that is fretting, losing pick number 40, that pick was always going to be traded. There was never a scenario to me where I thought they were going to bring in three rookies tomorrow night. Not a chance. So they ship out that number 40 overall pick. In exchange, they get back C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second rounder from the New Orleans Pelicans. The bigger piece in this, and I'm getting some tweets at me right now as well. You all can keep the conversation going too on social media. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. The big piece in this to me is that they're going to have nearly $110 million in cap space opening up after next season. And Athens Annapolis tweets at me and says $110 million in cap space and no one wants to come play here. That isn't at all the case, first and foremost. Like, that's just not. See, the Wizards in years past have had issues drawing free agent talent because they were not considered a serious organization being led by Ernie Grunfeld and Tommy Shepard. When you brought in the Wizvengers, as I call them, the big three of Mike Winger, Will Dawkins, and Travis Schlenk, now you have some reputable guys in your organization that have clout and cachet. Mike Winger is one of the most respected front office members in all of the NBA. Travis Schlenk was a part of building the damn Golden State Warriors. So the opinion, the reputation of this Washington Wizards front office or in this organization has changed completely. So if you're out there right now doing the old bit of trying to trash the Wizards for this move, because that's what it feels like everyone wants to do right now. I'm looking on social media, Ben, and it feels like to me the overarching thought amongst some of you idiots out there is that the deal's not good. And you love Jordan Poole. You don't even know Jordan Poole. I love Jordan Poole as much as the next guy. I understand why they made this move.
Dude, my friends are texting me saying, why would you get rid of your only good player? I was like, do you think the Wizards are actively trying to win an NBA championship next year or the year after that? They're not.
Right.
They know that's not realistic. So getting or trading your best player for guys in turn to, you know, fix your salary cap in the future, get the $110 million they'll have to work with, and then have the ability to pick up assets along the way. It makes perfect sense to me. It just took a minute for it to process because it is Jordan Poole departing. So, you know, a lot of us Wizards fans, we feel a certain way about him. But thank you, Jordan Poole. Yes. Great guy, great player, and best of luck in New Orleans. That's all I have to say about it.
100%. And I think you put it astutely. Like, this is – it's tough because, you know – you want to understand the thought process of the organization, and you want to know when they're trying to compete. Like this isn't fun right now, right, is what I would say to fans. This isn't fun for any of us. It's not fun covering it. It's not fun to the guys in that organization. They don't want to tank. But next year, let's be very honest about it, it will be another year in which you are developing on the fly is what I'll call it. Because I don't want them to – I don't want people to believe that they are disrespecting the integrity of the game by quote-unquote tanking. That's not what they did. If you watch this team from February 1st on, that is how you respectably quote-unquote tank. You empty out your minutes to your young guys and allow them to develop and learn on the fly. Moving forward, though, when it comes to the ammunition that they have as far as salary cap, I keep saying it. That salary cap, they have flexibility. That's the thing that people keep missing. They have flexibility. They can do whatever the hell they want with the $110 million. There are a couple of different ways it could go. I've laid that out for you already. They can go out and try to attract a big marquee free agent. And I'll be honest with you, right? When you take a look at the 2026 NBA free agent class, it is absolutely loaded. Loaded. So if the Wizards do want to take a swing on a guy in that free agency class, they'll have the ability to do so, right? And I'm going to list off a couple of names here that are in that star-studded 2026 class. Luka Doncic could be there if he doesn't reach a long-term extension with the Lakers. He's got a player option. Paolo Banchero is a restricted free agent. Don't think he'll make it. Jaren Jackson Jr. out of the Memphis Grizzlies is a guy that could be available in that class. De'Aaron Fox of the San Antonio Spurs could be available in that free agent class. Kevin Durant could potentially be available. Trae Young could potentially be available. Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard. I mean, it's a star-studded free agent crop. But I will be real and try to put myself in the shoes of Will Dawkins, Mike Winger, and company. I don't think they're creating that flexibility to try and take a big swing on a draft pick, or excuse me, on a free agent. I think they're doing it so that they can take on bad contracts, bad salaries, along with first-round draft capital. And then once you have the capital and then the money's going to come off your books, eventually you can put yourself in a position, similarly to how Indiana did, to go acquire your star. They traded assets to go get Tyrese Halliburton. The Thunder traded assets to go get Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And I think that's the big picture piece here that is being missed by a lot of folks. It's not very difficult to understand why they did what they did.
And what did you and I talk about the entire car ride here? Because we were talking about the proponent of the Wizards eventually having to go out there and acquire a superstar via trade or free agency. And the point that you and I kept on making is that this is before the Jordan Poole news even broke. And we're saying you need to see what you have in guys like Bob Carrington, Bilal Coulibaly, and the entire core. Because eventually guys need to get paid and you need to make a decision as a front office, as an organization, and decide who is going to be long-term. Who would we want on our team that's going to compete for a championship? And now that Jordan Poole isn't playing 30 minutes of the game and taking the shots that he would, this allows you a lot more opportunity to evaluate the young pieces you have going forward.
I think that's the most important part of this. You got to find out what Bub is, what Bilal is, what Sar is, but they need the runway to be able to do that. And I think next year, Bub's got a brilliant opportunity. And the way that he played down the stretch, the one criticism I had of him last year was like not getting to the cup enough, not getting to the free throw line enough. But in terms of his first step, quick as all outdoors, mid-range game, feel in the pick and roll, tremendous. The ability to shoot the ball off the bounce, tremendous. So I think he's got the opportunity to prove to this organization next year that, hey, I am your point guard of the future. It's sink or swim time for these young pups. David Aldridge, D.C. sports legend, the dean of all things D.C. sports, and a longtime NBA insider, joined Grant and Danny right after the deal was made that sent Jordan Poole to the New Orleans Pelicans. He had this to say about the Wizards and whether or not they're trying to attempt to replicate OKC's rebuild model.
So we've already taken a big step back in terms of their rebuild because they didn't get a top three pick in a year they were clearly tanking, right? So now you're going to try it again because you have to. You have to keep the pick. So you have to do it again, and let's see if they get better luck next year in the lottery, because if they don't, they will be under enormous pressure to kind of accelerate the rebuild, and the best way to do that is to have cap room that allows you to kind of absorb some big contracts or go after free agents that can allow you to sign players that might help you get this thing rolling a little bit better.
That's David Aldridge saying what I just alluded to. And when we talk about free agents, right, I know I've named some of the top guys in the class, but like There are some ancillary pieces that could help you as well. Mikal Bridges, Norman Powell will be a free agent at that time. Maybe you have a reunion with a guy like Kristaps Porzingis, who just got dealt. Naz Reid going to be a part of that free agent class. Lu Dort potentially could be a part of that free agent class. So, like, I don't think they have closed the door on anything when it comes to how they will use that newfound financial flexibility. I think that's the bigger picture. Like, that's the key here. You now have flexibility, and that's a good thing. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. As we continue to roll throughout the show here, we'll obviously get into the NBA draft and how this move impacts that. Right now, though, it's cut number five, Ben. Here is David Aldridge on, Here is David Aldridge on if this trade impacts the Wizards' plans tomorrow night in the draft. We'll get to that coming up here momentarily.
I think first and foremost, look, they traded Denny Avdia for a reason. And the reason was Bob Carrington. That's who they wanted. That's the guy they wanted in the last year's draft. Like, they had the second pick, and they would make a pick at commensurate with being that high in the draft. But the draft for them was really about getting Bob Carrington. That's the guy they think has a chance to be special and be a star and all those things. He plays point guard. So you can't have Jordan Poole stopping up 30 minutes a game or, you know, going forward again next year if Bob Carrington's your guy. And I don't know if he's going to be a star, but he hadn't had a chance to find out yet. So you got to give him the ball and see what he can do as your lead guard, as your point guard, you know, going forward for the foreseeable future. So that certainly makes sense. I'm not saying that means there's no chance they would take Jeremiah Fears. Mm-hmm. They like him. I think they do like him. And he does have some talent. I just don't think he fits what they have said is important to them in terms of building a roster, which is with size, length, defense, switchability. Those are things that are kind of there.
That's David Aldridge talking about how this trade potentially impacts tomorrow night in the draft. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take your calls if you got it at 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, I do want to look and give my thoughts on how this deal potentially impacts tomorrow night. Plus, we'll give you some breaking NBA news that definitely is going to impact tomorrow night's NBA draft. That is next here on The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number. Right here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up the 9-10. Coming up in about a half hour, longtime NBA scout and video coordinator Mo Dakhil gonna join the program. We will get his thoughts on the move that's got all of us here in our nation's capital in a tizzy. Jordan Poole shipped out of Washington to the New Orleans Pelicans in exchange for C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk, and a future second-round pick. If you're just now joining us, I'll quickly give you my thoughts here once more on what the deal means for the Wizards. They just created supreme financial flexibility. That's my number one takeaway from the deal, is the financial flexibility that they now have. And it's financial flexibility to go do whatever they want, whether it's try and sign a couple of free agents, whether it's trying to turn yourself into a hub for bad contracts in order to garner draft capital. The league is at their disposal right now. They can go pretty much any way they want. I also think this move doesn't necessarily impact what they want to accomplish tomorrow night in the draft. And we're going to talk about the draft coming up here momentarily, and we'll get you some more thoughts here. Right now, based on folks I've talked to, there are four guys that I know they're really honed in on. Kamon Malawach out of Duke, Trey Johnson out of Texas, Jeremiah Fears out of Oklahoma, and then Ace Bailey from Rutgers. Those are the four guys. They're walking away with one of those four guys tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it that they will walk away with one of those four dudes. Which one of the four they walk away with is still to be determined. Now, I mentioned this Wizards trade didn't necessarily impact the draft for tomorrow, but there is another trade that just went down that does impact the draft. Shams Charania of ESPN reporting, Boston, Atlanta, and Brooklyn finalizing a three-team deal that sends Kristaps Porzingis and a second-round pick to the Hawks. Meanwhile, Terrence Mann and Atlanta's number 22 overall pick goes to Brooklyn, and then George Niang in a second-rounder goes to Boston. By the way, a homecoming from George Niang. He is a native of Boston. This really muddies up things for the Wizards and could put them in a position where they have to stick and pick at number six, and here is why. It has been widely reported by Jonathan Givony and others that Ace Bailey is kind of taking an untraditional route when it comes to his pre-draft process. Here is Jonathan Givony explaining the latest right now with the third-ranked prospect in this class, Ace Bailey.
Well, we have Ace Bailey 6 right now to Washington. That is what we understand to be one of his preferred destinations, 6, 7, or 8, Washington, New Orleans, or Brooklyn. He has declined all invite invitations from Philadelphia at 3, like we said, Charlotte at 4, and Utah at 5. But today we started hearing some rumblings that one of those teams at 4 or 5 could just decide to take Ace Bailey with their pick regardless, potentially for a trade. Maybe one of those teams at 6, 7, or 8 decides to make an aggressive move. You know, does Washington decide to move to 4, you know, to get ahead of New Orleans or Brooklyn? Both of those teams have the assets to move up if they want. So I could really see Ace Bailey anywhere in that 4 through 6 range right now.
Jonathan Givony giving the latest on Ace Bailey. Now, what he said was interesting because if you're now looking at it asset to asset, Brooklyn now has 5 first-round picks in this draft. Can I repeat that for you if you don't believe me? The Brooklyn Nets now have 5 first-round picks in this draft. 8, 19, 22, 26, and 27. There are 30 picks in round 1, right? The Brooklyn Nets have 5 of the 30 picks. Like, that's crazy. It's crazy. But they're very strategic in what they're doing. They now, to me, would have better draft capital, better assets, better resources than Washington to trade up and jump a team like the Utah Jazz at number 5. Because it feels like Knipple's going 4 to Charlotte. And the spot you'd have to trade into is that 5th spot. And if you're the Wizards and you're looking at Brooklyn, and if you're the team that's trying to move off of the pick, you're saying, well, damn, even if you're 3 with Philadelphia, like, Brooklyn's assets are better than yours right now. So that's kind of where things that's kind of those things that makes this very interesting. This trade, in turn, impacts the draft. Now, I know, like I said, the Wizards are okay with Trey Johnson, Malawach, Fears, or Ace Bailey. Let's just play hypothetical Harry here for a second. If the top of the draft goes as follows, if it's Cooper Flagg at 1, if it's Dylan Harper at 2, if it's VJ Edgecombe at 3, if it's Con Knipple at 4, and then Jeremiah Fears at 5, the Wizards would be in prime position. Let's just say it's Ace Bailey at 5. Someone trades up for Ace Bailey at 5, and the Wizards get to choose between Jeremiah Fears, Kamal Malawach, and Trey Johnson. Like, that's not a bad spot to be in. And let's just say Jeremiah Fears is the pick at number 5 to Utah, because we know they've been all over him, and he's really wowed them during the workout process. You're then at 6 getting to choose from Malawach, Trey Johnson, or Ace Bailey. Like, that's a really, really good position to be in organizationally. I would continue to say that, you know, until I'm blue in the face. Like, that's a good spot to be in if you are the Washington Wizards. I 110% believe that. I do. The question would be is which way would they go in that scenario? If Jeremiah Fears goes 5th overall to Utah and it's between Malawach, Trey Johnson, and Ace Bailey, I think you're running the card for Ace Bailey. What we'll talk about here as we roll throughout the show is the pre-draft process of Ace Bailey has been a little bit sticky, is how I would best put it. But I think he is firmly in the mix for the Washington Wizards with that number six overall pick. And to take it a step further, right, they feel like they do have the assets to move up if they want to. Will they is the question. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I guess Afton wants to be the star of the show tonight with the ridiculous tweets that he's sending in. You need to rename the title of your show to Willie's Wishful Thinking. All these superstars you named off, not a damn one of them will come to Washington. You all just don't listen. That's why older people, look.
That was my whole emergency podcast on Locked On Wizards. The whole chat was,
what the hell,
nobody will come to D.C. It doesn't matter.
Like, shut up. That's not what it's about. It's not about anyone wanting to come to D.C. And by the way, Ben, I thought I laid it out pretty astutely. People didn't want to come to D.C. when you had that clown, Ernie Grunfeld, making decisions. People didn't want to come to D.C. when you had that used car salesman, Tommy Shepard, making decisions. You have real executives in this front office, and Mike Winger and Travis Schlenk and Will Dawkins, that have respect amongst the agents of the NBA, that have clout and cachet across this league. Will Dawkins was one of the most highly sought after GM candidates on the market when he became available, because he's coming from the best organization right now in the NBA, talking about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wait a second. Is this now back-to-back years where two top draft prospects have ducked other teams because Washington was their preferred destination?
So, exactly. Thank you. Like, that's the whole point here. We're already seeing the narrative about this franchise change, the reputation about this franchise change in real time. You can send that to Lou DiPietro and tell him to clip that off. Anybody that thinks that the Wizards organization is viewed right now across the NBA the way that they were when Ernie Grunfeld and Tommy Shepard were at the controls, you're an idiot. You're not thinking. They have real executives in here that are respected. And like I continue to say, odds are they're not creating the cap space, right? Odds are they're not creating the cap space to go get a free agent. I told you why they're creating the cap space. They're creating the cap space because they feel like they can become a hub to take on bad contracts in exchange for premium draft capital. Ben, I know you're screening a call right now, but if you could pull it up, this is David Aldridge talking about what the Wizards were going to do with these expiring contracts that they currently have. I mentioned it. Going into, or after next year, going into the 2026 season, you're going to have $110 million in salary cap space. Here's DA on how the Wizards plan on using these expiring contracts.
Here's my guess is, you know, I think they'll move smart. I don't think – it doesn't make any sense to have Marcus on this team going forward. It just doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with him. He's a good player. He's still got – I think he still can help a contending team. He doesn't want to be here. He wants to be on a contending team. So I think they move him. I think they'll keep Middleton, actually, because I think they do see a role for him that sort of makes sense. They've got some things that they have to do, but in terms of – CJ, I mean, again, I would think, you know, that what happens is they will say, look, we'd like you to come off the bench. We'd like you to be a good example, and we will do everything we can to get you out of here by February. You know, just try to be a good citizen while you're here. And CJ's a class act, a quality guy. He's president of the Players Association. You know, like, he is not a guy that needs a lot of attention, okay? You don't have to, like, hold his hand. He's a professional. If he does say, hey, I can do that for 6 months, he'll be nothing but professional while he's here. He'll set a great example for the younger guys. But again, long term, it doesn't make any more sense to keep him here than it made to keep Jordan Poole here, to keep Marcus Smart here. Like, that's not the direction this franchise is going in.
It's just not. I think, you know, DA put it perfectly, man. We'll see how C.J. McCollum, how receptive he is to coming here to D.C. The trade's not finalized until July 6th. As I continue to say, if he is announced as a member of the Wizards, he's here for until at least the trade deadline. If he's not announced as a member of the Wizards on July 6th, then this could be a potential three-team deal to where he never plays here. Similarly to how Chris Paul never played for the Washington Wizards but was traded here. Real quick,
And we got a couple of calls calling in. We'll get to you all at 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, I do want to look at what Will Dawkins and company have done since coming here, because holy hell, are they cooking. Anthony's in D.C., though, wants to chime in to lead us off here. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, Neil?
What's going on, man?
So, in your evaluation of the Boston trade, I think you're missing a key aspect. Now, this is just me speculating. I don't have any inside information. I don't even know what kind of assets they have. But I don't think Luke Kornet cuts it at center. I think they're trying to maneuver for Malawak.
Huh. Now, I don't know if they would have the assets to move up and select Malawak. Here's what I think has happened with Boston. I think Boston's going to take next year off. They just sold their team. They're without Jason Tatum for next year. They've shipped off Porzingis and Drew Holiday and haven't gotten back quality players. Now, Anthony Simons is going to be interesting there because I think he can flat-out play. But maybe you're right. But this is how I view Boston. Boston right now is – they've received some massive offers, according to reports, for Jaylen Brown. If they get the Godfather offer for Jaylen Brown, I think they pulled the trigger. The other thing could be this. You're not going to have Tatum next year. You can make an argument that they may not be a top 4 or 5 seed in the East next year. Who knows the way the injury bug plays out for them. Maybe they have a similar situation to what happened this year in Philly, to where they end up bottoming out, and then you end up in the lottery in next year's draft sweepstakes with a healthy Jason Tatum, with a healthy Jaylen Brown.
Right, but if you think about it logically, they got Luke Kornet and who else? So
yeah, it's really like it. Jordan Walsh, I believe. I don't know if Jordan Walsh is a center.
I don't know. But like I say, I don't know what their assets look like. But if you think about it logically, they just got rid of Porzingis. That's a big void to fill. So next year, well, this year is going to be, okay, we just take it as it comes. But you find a way to get him. He gets a year of experience. Tatum comes back. They ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah, it could be the way that it goes down. And, Anthony, I appreciate you as always, man. Boston and their angle of this is interesting. I'm glad Anthony brings that up. Because that Boston trade, like I mentioned, does directly impact what could happen tomorrow. 3-team deal that sends Porzingis to Atlanta. And the Nets end up getting Terrence Mann in the number 22 overall pick. They've got 6 out of the 30 picks. They have the assets, including future assets, to move up if they want. We'll see if it ultimately happens. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, the third best player in this draft, according to most people, has a very, very interesting agent. And there was some info put out today about Ace Bailey's agent that may change your mind on whether or not you want him here in D.C. We'll give you the details on that next. This is The Fan. +1 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. Taking up the 9-10 as we lead you in the Nats baseball tonight. Our pal Mo Dakhil, longtime NBA video coordinator and NBA scout, going to join the program. We get his thoughts on the Wizards deal. The one thing I do want to harp on here, though, is this idea that, like, Washington is some destination that's considered poisonous. And position themselves to come to Washington. Alex Saar did it last year, bypassing the Hawks, refusing to work out with the Hawks because he wanted to come to D.C. And we're seeing a similar situation right now with Ace Bailey as he is trying to posture himself to get to either D.C., Brooklyn, or New Orleans. I just sent you Ace Bailey, Ben, because he is speaking right now at the pre-draft media availability. All the top prospects going to be – I just got a funny text. So in this video, Ben, you see Ace Bailey. You notice who's in the corner? That's Chris Miller, the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards. I just texted him. I said, "See, Mills, that beard looking good, brother. He's rocking the salt and pepper look." He texted me back and said, "Much respect, brother." My guy, C. Mills, can't wait to hear what he thinks about the new look Washington Wizards. Right now, though, here is Ace Bailey addressing the rumor in
the speculation that he is bypassed working out with any team here in the pre-draft process.
But since you're not working out for teams, people have been critical of you. But people who like you say they love you. And does that like upset you a little bit, or that people are kind of misconstruing you or getting a bad taste?
Everybody go feel how they feel. I'm controlling what I can control, and that's the basketball.
What did Coach Ankrum?
I love the answer that he gave. I'm controlling what I control. It's about the basketball. That's it. That's it. It's about the basketball for Ace Bailey. And for me, it is as well. There was a garbage report that came out earlier today, and I'm calling it garbage. I don't know if it's true or not. I think court records have proven that it probably does have some truth to it. But the agent for Ace Bailey is Sharif Cooper's father. I don't know his first name. I'm not even going to pretend like I do. There was an article put out that uncovered the fact that Cooper, the representation for Ace Bailey, was indicted back in 2003 for possessing a machine gun and a black short clip Uzi. That was a decade after he was charged with attempted murder and possession of intent to distribute cocaine on or by a school property. He served 6 months in the Mountain View State Prison for the cocaine conviction, and then the murder charge ended up being reversed. He's not an NBA-certified agent, and that's the first red flag here that people have. Is that he's not an NBA-certified agent. People are trying to tear this dude down and bring up something that happened 20 years ago. 20 years ago, man. 20 years ago, this agent had these issues. I can speak to it more than anybody else. Nobody's perfect. I've had my fair share of hiccups as a 27-year-old. You think those hiccups define who I am as a man right now? Hell no. And if you feel that way, I'm sorry that you were raised that way. If you aren't willing to give folks a second chance in this world, I don't know what type of dude you are, and I don't know if I can rock with you as a human being. But here's the thing. If you are worried about Ace Bailey's agent, and according to multiple reports, like, he is the guy that has advised Ace to not work out with Philadelphia and not work out with other organizations. He has kept the league guessing, and he's played it very coy when it comes to his pre-draft process, keeping the league guessing about whether a deal for Bailey to a certain team is already in place. And that has rubbed some folks the wrong way. And you know how it is amongst NBA circles. When rumors begin about you, when they start to form an opinion about you, and the groupthink happens, you might as well be exactly who they're describing you to be, because that's what the narrative's going to be. But what I continue to say is this, and I heard Danny Ruye earlier on G&D give his thoughts on this, saying he wouldn't touch him with a 1,000-foot pole and he's out. To me, it's very simple. You're drafting Ace Bailey, not his agent. Point blank. Ace Bailey's a stand-up kid, good work ethic, got a smile that lights up a room. People continue to rave about his infectious personality. I say take him, Wizards, if you want him. Do not let the scuttlebutt, do not let the rumors about his agent detract you. 1-800-636-1067. Jamal is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Jamal?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I don't think you could have said it any better, bro. Like, prior to, the lottery, I was a huge Ace Bailey guy. Like, to me, when I first saw him, I thought that he was somewhere. Like, I feel like his floor is Rudy Gay. Let me start.
His floor,
like,
Jamal. Talk about it, brother. That's the floor.
Like, his floor is Rudy Gay. That's the floor. Exactly. And I feel like he could be T-Mac if everything goes great for him. And I feel like if we can get that player here, especially on the roster we have now, there's no one else really on the roster other than Sar that I feel like we really have to maybe worry about potentially being something that you have to build around. But other than that, bro, it's really a who's on the Wizards roster, right? I mean, I like Bud Carrington. I like Bilal. But none of them, in my opinion, have the upside that Ace Bailey does.
You're 100%
so
correct, Jamal.
So if we're able to get him, and I'll go a step further. I thought that he was the best player. Like, everyone's talking. To me, Cooper Flagg, I think, is AK-47, which was a great player. I feel
Carolico could play,
RJ
man.
Carolico, yep, was a great player, but I don't think he's this generational talent people are saying that he is. but I could be wrong.
I'll disagree with you there, Jamal, but I'll say this. I can make a case that he's the second best player in this class behind
exactly.
Cooper Flagg.
Exactly. So I'm with you, bro. I feel like if Ace Bailey is there, we got to get him. Like, I feel like we have to bring him here and try to help him reach that potential that I think he has. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate you as always, Maul. Enjoy the rest of your evening, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's going to be fascinating. Between now and tomorrow night, a lot can change. A lot can change. Speaking of tomorrow night, we're live out at the Wizards War Room. So we're right down the hall from where the picks are getting made. You never know what guests will eventually stop by the program. If any trades break down, we'll give you the updated analysis on that. We'll start our coverage of the 2025 NBA Draft live on the Team 980. We'll be simulcasting right here on 106.7 The Fan, is streaming live on YouTube at the conclusion of Washington Nationals baseball. So buckle up. Should be a super duper exciting event tomorrow night. As we cover the Washington Wizards draft. Top of the 8 o'clock hour coming up next right here in our nation's capital. We'll continue our conversation about the active day that it's been in the NBA. Mo Dakhil, longtime NBA scout and video coordinator, joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on what's next for the D.C. family. That's next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.